Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. We put Beth's new washing machine to the test this week. I spent the day working on and helping our mechanic trying to get the loader tractor working like it should. A good share of my task was taking off parts that were no longer needed. Years ago, the three-point hitch and the brakes quit working. So in order to get to some other things easier, while we had the cab tipped forward, I was taking off the remaining parts that helped with those functions. I will not go into a lot of detail on why I would be driving a tractor that does not have brakes. I don't recommend anyone doing this, but if you do, the tractor should have a loader and be hydrostatically propelled. The loader will function as a parking brake, and the hydrostat helps with momentum control. Back to the washing machine. After spending the day digging decades-old greasy mud out of the deepest, darkest orifices of a 40-plus-year-old tractor by hand or trying to blow it out with an airline, I looked like the Pillsbury Doughboy's worst nightmare. The scriptures tell us that man's righteousness is like filthy rags compared to that of the Lord's. I could certainly understand the distastefulness of filthy rags, and I could see the hopelessness of being able to get cleaned up on my own. I'm so grateful for the love that Christ has for me, for His willingness to ride into the fray to provide for me a way. The grass is stirrup high this morning as I ride. Calves are looking slick and fat at their mother's side. Sunshine warm on my face, the only reason to feel blue is this sore spot in my saddle seat that made me think of you. Ain't it funny how an ounce of pain can taint a ton of blessing? You are on my mind this morning. The reason has me guessing. I'm sorry my words hurt you. I wish I could take 'em back. Once anger gets the bitten teeth, it runs hard down the track. When my apology was not accepted, that really burned my hide. A person should tread lightly when testing a cowboy's pride. My first inclination, please don't take this as a flirt, is to just say, hey, that's the cowboy way, and you can kiss me where I hurt. Friend, I cannot leave it there. I hope you know this true. For you see, I ride for Jesus, who takes a different point of view. One should not respond in anger. His ways may seem unique. I have a new appreciation for turn the other cheek. Christ was not a cowboy. He rode just one colt to town. He was revered, and the crowds all cheered and laid palm branches down. As he was given praise and glory just the way that it should be, was there a sore spot in his saddle seat that reminded him of me? The suffering that he would soon go through, I cannot comprehend. Though I was a party to it, he forgave me, friend. His words and his example tell me to do the same. Holding on to bitterness does not glorify his name. In Matthew 22, Christ spoke to the teachers of the law. They asked the greatest commandment. His word stuck in their craw. Love the Lord with all your heart, but also love your neighbor. Though this isn't always easy, his ways are worth the labor. I will ask for your forgiveness when I get under your skin. If my walk don't match my talk, no one is taken in. I can't drag you up to heaven. I can chase you the wrong way, and that would be my shame when I go to him someday. Today I will stand up in my stirrups and adjust my point of view. For when we ride the trails of heaven, friend, I pray that you will be there too. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that He is reigning on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.